Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and I'm super crazy excited to have my good friend and fan of the show, Oleg, on to talk about provisioning and all this new stuff. I've been dying to get Oleg on for months now. So, Oleg, thanks for coming on to the show.
Hello, James. Thanks for inviting me to Xamarin Show. I'm super excited to be here and talk about iOS provisioning today. Let me quickly introduce myself. So my name is Oleg, and I work for Xamarin team for about 4 years. So I'll have 4 years this September, just in case my colleagues, so they will not forget to congratulate me. Yeah, so probably by my accent, you can say that I'm not from the United States. Originally, I'm from St. Petersburg, Russia. Also spent a couple of years in Buenos Aires, Argentina, working with amazing guys from Xamarin for Visual Studio team. So Visual Studio for Windows, team of Xamarin is based in Argentina, just so you know. So over the course of last several years, I was primarily working on iOS stuff in Xamarin and developed just tons of samples. So you can find them at iOS samples repository under Xamarin account. And of course, just because the natural flow of iOS apps development includes provisioning, I spend just hours creating certificates, provisioning profiles, and it wasn't easy at all.
Yeah, it seems like no matter who I talk to, and I've been doing this for 6 years now at this point, is always when you're like, I just want to put my app on a device, you just like immediately bang your head against the wall and you're like, why is this so difficult? Why is it so hard?
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. So that's why I'm excited that it seems like you've solved everyone's problems.
Yeah, let me tell you a story first. Like when I first landed an iOS application development job, like it was more or less my first serious job in the industry. I remember my mentor tried to explain me how the whole provisioning workflow works. And of course, I nodded and I said that I understand everything, but I did not. So it's not an easy problem by any means. And also, it's important to mention that just the whole release process of iOS applications takes a lot of time. Like you need to, there's just a lot of moving parts and you need to pay attention to details. Like you need to have a correct certificate, you need to have a correct provisioning profile. Don't forget to bump your version. Don't forget to add correct screenshots and arts and so on and so forth. There is just a million details you need to keep in your mind in order to publish application successfully to the App Store. And a little bit less details if you want to deploy it on a device. So this is absolutely ridiculous that Apple decided to expose all this difficulty to us developers. But around, I think, 2014, a really cool tooling appeared on the horizon. Guys called the product Fastlane. Have you heard anything about Fastlane before?
So like I said, I've only really played around a little bit, know a little bit about Fastlane. So maybe just in a, you know, a little bubble of like what is Fastlane at a high level?
Oh, yeah, sure. So Fastlane essentially is a set of command line tools developers can use to automate very tedious and boring tasks. Like, for example, if you publish an application to the App Store, you need to create just a bunch of screenshots of your application in different languages. And Fastlane have a tool for it. If you don't have a provisioning profile and certificate, with Fastlane tooling, I think the name of the tool is Spaceship, you can generate certificate and provisioning profile. If you want to share this provisioning profile with somebody who is working in your team, you can use another tool called Match. So they have just a tool for everything. And not only that, you can combine these tools together, define workflows. They have so-called fast files. And in fast file, you can define like separate steps of what you're going to do with your application, like clone source code from GitHub, then bump version, then generate screenshots, then build application, publish it to the App Store, or distribute it in some other way. So this is really cool. And of course, a lot of companies who develop iOS applications, they started using Fastlane and become just super popular. Like I remember in one of the companies where I worked, we had a special person, like a release engineer, who was just fully dedicated to publishing applications. So it took for him like about 2 hours to publish one build, and it was his full-time job. So no wonder then Fastlane came around. Development teams just saved a bunch of money and time. So I know some companies like Wikimedia, Mozilla Firefox, and even SoundCloud using Fastlane.
Well, that's cool. So basically, if you think of it, it's like all these different tools to really simplify development when it comes to iOS specifically. And it's kind of things that, like, I all those things that you mentioned, I'm doing some of them manually still to this day. When I take a screenshot, I do a bunch of different simulators and do all this stuff. So what is there for Xamarin developers, though? I know that we've integrated some stuff, and I know that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I think some of these things now we have integrated into Visual Studio for Mac, or what's that scenario? And you have some stuff to show us?
Oh, yeah, sure. So as I said, Fastlane just saves a lot of time. And I wanted to integrate some bits and pieces of Fastlane in Xamarin Studio. Back then, it was Xamarin Studio, not even a Visual Studio. And I shared this idea with Miguel and my manager, Greg. And there was sort of a little bit concerned about this integration. But over time, we had a bunch of discussions with Fastlane team, with Felix, and we came to an agreement that, yes, we're going to do Fastlane integration, mostly to improve the first-run experience. Because for new iOS developers who are trying to use Xamarin, it's extremely difficult to understand why they need to go somewhere, create certificate, create provisioning profile, just only to develop their application to device.
Yeah, I'm so used to, even when I do like a new Windows application, like going in, it'll create like a temporary cert for me, at least to do my main development and put it on a device. It may not be my shipping cert, but like, hey, it's at least something, right? And even on Android, you know, we have a default debug key store that, like, when you just build it, it just deploys. And then on iOS, you click that button, it's like, no, you know? So so is that solved now? Is that basically good to go?
Yes, yeah, so I have good news for Xamarin developers who develop in applications for iOS. In current stable release, we have just a bunch of new features for you. So now, within Visual Studio for Mac, you can create provision profiles, you can create certificates, you can register devices in your Apple development account. This is just a lot of new functionality we introduced, and probably I will show some of it today. It would be really nice. So I also want to mention that all functionality is still there. So we're just keeping like sort of two versions of sign-in in Visual Studio at the moment, because the provisioning support we released in 15.3 is an intermediary feature which will be changed in the future. And I hope that sooner or later we'll fully relieve this pain of application sign-in, probably introduce something completely automatic where users will not need to know what certificates and provision profiles are.
Awesome. So can we actually take a look to see what's in Visual Studio for Mac and what's new for developers?
Oh, yes. Sure. I would be glad to show you everything we have in current stable release. So let me share my screen first.
There. All right. There's me. Whoa. Hey, guys.
All right. So what do we have here is Visual Studio for Mac, 15.3, current stable release. And before we'll jump to provisioning of iOS applications, I just want to do a quick breakdown. And for people who are not familiar with iOS provisioning at all, so I don't know, let's just switch from iOS development to some real world example. For example, you want to get on a plane, and what do you typically need to get on board on a plane, James?
Well, I need to get a ticket. To get on a plane, I need to probably buy a ticket first, fill in all my information, print off my ticket, or download the mobile application, and then log in, and then
get
You're
it. Almost
That's
right.
What I got to do, yeah.
Yeah, so basically you need an ID and you need a ticket.
Yep.
And in the world of iOS provisioning, your ID is your certificate. And provisioning profile is your ticket. So depending on what kind of provisioning profile you have, you'll fly to App Store or you'll fly to device.
Okay.
So let me show you really quick how to authenticate with your Apple ID in Visual Studio for Mac, because in order to use provisioning features, you need to authenticate with your Apple ID. So here we have an Apple Developer Account panel. And by pressing this plus button and entering some of my Apple ID credentials.
And this is just the same username and password that you would log into developer.apple.com, right?
Yeah, I'll use an Xcode.
Yeah, or using Xcode. Now, did you already install Fastlane at this point, or is it bundled with Visual Studio?
Oh, I already have a Fastlane installed. Yeah, that's true. In order to use this feature, you need to install Fastlane. There are several ways you can install Fastlane on your machine. So if you're using Brew Package Manager, you can use a Brew formula, like Brew Cask install Fastlane, if I'm not mistaken. Also, you can install Fastlane using just gem install Fastlane, because Fastlane essentially is just a Ruby gem. And they also distribute in a standalone installation bundle, which is just a zip archive with installer and some README and quick docs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. And we'll link to those in the show notes as well.
Yeah. We also have really nice documentation about this. On a Xamarin documentation website, we have a cool article called Introduction to Fastlane for iOS.
Oh, cool.
And we have all the installation aspects covered here. So there is a special installation section you should read if you're not familiar with Brew or gems. This is really easy. So I don't think we even need to spend time covering it today.
Yeah, so you have you can add multiple IDs, and then what's the stuff over to the right over there?
Yeah, so here Xamarin QA is the name of my account. And here in this little table on the right, I have a list of my memberships in different teams. Yeah, so today I just want to use this Peter Beeman team. I really love this guy. If Peter, you're watching us, that would be just leave something in the comments. Yeah, so by pressing View Details button, I can open this really nice UI with a list of certificates and provisioning profiles for this team. Yeah, so here in the upper table, you can see certificates. At the bottom, you can see provisioning profiles. And this UI is pretty interesting because it shows me that it seems like I don't have any certificates installed in my keychain.
And a certificate is like saying, like, these are machines that says this machine is registered for iOS development. And it's like a it's like a signing certificate in a way to say, hey, this machine can be associated with these provisioning profiles that can sign my application. Is that like a certificate in a way?
Yeah, so certificate basically is your ID. As I said, it's like your passport. And when Apple issues a certificate for you, it sort of gives you the right to deploy applications on device.
Got it.
You know, in Apple signing world, everything is very restricted and you need to request everything from Apple and they have to issue provisioning profile certificates for you. Yeah, so in order to identify you as a developer, they need to give you a certificate first.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and here in the certificate table, it seems like I don't have any valid certificates at all. So my machine is completely busted and not suitable for development. And also in my keychain application, I see just a bunch of Microsoft and Apple certificates, but none of them are related to iOS development.
Got it.
So yeah, so using this simple UI, we can create one if we need. So we have a create certificate dropdown, and here you can see the list of possible certificates you can create with Visual Studio for Mac. So first it's iOS development, iOS distribution. So development is essentially, development certificate is essentially the certificate you're supposed to use for application to deployment to device. Distribution is for distribution to App Store.
Perfect.
Same goes for Mac development, Mac distribution, and just a bunch of specialized certificates over here. So let's go and create iOS development certificate now. It will take some time just because we're making calls to Apple Developer Portal and there's just a lot of back and forth and trickery involved. So,
and this is like kind of essentially of going What that did is, like, I remember, like, I'd go to the portal, I would say, hey, I want to create a new certificate, I'd, like, download something, I'd, like, install something, I'd re-upload something, right? Like, a bunch of stuff. It was very kind of like, is that what that just did, like, in one click?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Cool.
Yeah, because basically, if you're trying to create a certificate manually, you first have to create a certificate request, then go to Apple Developer Portal, then upload your certificate request on Apple Developer Portal, then download certificate Apple issued for you, then make sure that you have installed it in a keychain and it's valid. So there's just so many things you need to do to create a certificate, and boom, in Visual Studio for Mac, you can press only one button.
I love it.
And here in the list of certificate, I have a valid certificate now. And let's go and quickly check my keychain, because the certificate also should appear there. And boom, I have an iPhone developer Xamarin QA certificate with private key.
Cool.
So it is very important to have a private key associated with your certificate, because otherwise you will not be able to use it at all.
Got it. That makes sense. So it's all done for you, handled, and everything like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah, so what else? We have a provisioning profiles table here, and just I want to show you guys that I don't have any provisioning profiles at all installed in my machine. So here in Terminal, I'm in provisioning profiles folder. This is essentially the folder where Xcode stores all provisioning profiles.
Got it.
And if I'll do ls, there will be just nothing in there. And with this little dialog, I can download all provision profiles created by me or other team members in my team. So
cool.
it'll probably take some time, but as you can see, when I'll run ls again,
starts to come on right on in.
Just increasing list of provision profiles. Yeah, and it's our test account, and believe me, there's just hundreds of provision profiles created by different people, like working from different countries. So, like, we have a lot of guys working for us in India, Europe, Argentina, even Russia. So yeah, this UI is very, very, very functional, and in my opinion, contains a lot of really nice features.
Yeah, and I like that it's very simple, just 1-2 button clicks. Give me what I need, register my machine, and done. I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, so let's try to replicate a situation when I'm a completely newbie IIS developer and I want to create a new project. And I also want to deploy it right on my device, because probably I just want to show it to my girlfriend or friends or boyfriend maybe. Because, you know, when you're developing mobile applications, you typically want just to show some of your friends what you're doing. And it's really cool just sitting in the bar to show some of your friends, like, the latest application you developed. This is really nice.
Yeah, you don't want to have to bust out your entire MacBook Pro just to show an iPhone simulator or anything like that, right?
So. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
So let's create a new single view app iOS application. I'll call it Xamarin Show Demo. And here in a new project dialog, we have a team selector. So we already created an iOS development certificate for Peter Beeman, so that's why I'm selecting Peter Beeman here.
Okay. And
boom, let's create a new solution.
Perfect.
And we also introduced a couple of new controls in project options. Let me just quickly clean up this workspace. So Visual Studio for Mac greet us with getting started page, but we will not need it today. Where we're going now is project options and iOS bundle sign-in dialog.
Yeah, and I'm used to this where essentially when I would download everything else, basically if everything was configured magically and everything was happy, then things would show up or automatically try to figure it out. But half the time I would hit go and it wouldn't know what to do, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So the configuration I'm interested in is debug iPhone, because I want to debug my application on iPhone. So here we have just a team selector again, in case if you want to switch the team. And sign-in identity combo, this little drop down here shows us a list of iOS development certificates we can use for development. So we created one already, so I'll just select that. And provisioning profile drop down will show only provisioning profiles that can be used with this bundle identifier and sign-in identity.
Yeah, before, like, it would just kind of show everything, and you'd have to try to figure out which one was which, right? So it makes sense. Cool. And this is this querying everything from the server, or is it querying local machine at this point?
Yeah, so sign-in identity, these both drop-downs communicate a lot with Apple Developer Portal using Fastlane. So, to check if your certificate was not revoked, we'll make a call to Apple Developer Portal. Just check if your provisioning profile was somehow recreated by one of your team members. We'll also make a call to Apple Developer Portal. Like, this UI looks simple, but under the hood, there's just a lot of web calls involved, a lot of trickery, and the whole provisioning logic is just pretty hard to digest. Like, I spend like months just trying to understand how it works.
A few drop downs look easy, but what it's doing is pure magic under the hood. You know what I mean? So very cool. All right.
Yeah,
so none. I don't got anything.
Yeah. So let's take a look what kind of provision profiles we have here. So we have a bunch of wildcard provision profiles, but today I want to show you how you can create a provision profile targeting specifically the bundle identifier you use in your application. So in order to create provisioning profile, you can just press this drop-down item called Create Provision Profile. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So this guy will now create app ID for us. Then based on this app ID, it will generate provisioning profile reference certificate we created earlier with this provisioning profile, then download it to our machine, install it, and then we'll show it in the interface of Visual Studio for Mac.
Got it. So there's a unique app identifier, which is COM Microsoft Visual Studio Xamarin Show Demo. You create I'm going to make sure I get this right. You create a provisioning profile for that app ID that has been registered with Apple, and then the provisioning profile is assigned to the signing identity, say, hey, this computer can use this provisioning profile with this ID. Did I get it right?
Yes, yes. Pretty much.
Got it, cool.
Yeah, you get an A, sit down. So, all right, so let's basically test what we created. If I will hit OK here and we'll select my iPhone as a deployment target, I should be able to successfully deploy Xamarin Show Demo to my device.
Okay.
So let's check if it's true. So the building time will be a little bit longer than for simulator just because it takes less time for simulator builds to happen.
Now I know that that when you have a provisioning profile, it's not only assigned to identity, but it's also assigned devices. So did it also know essentially how to register your phone too, or no?
Oh yes, it does. Well, basically my phone is already registered in Peter Beeman team, but if it wouldn't be registered on iOS bundle sign-in panel, I would see some special button saying like, hey, your device is not registered in the team. Do you want to register it? Yes. Then it will probably show you yet another button saying like, hey, your device is now registered, but not added to provision profile. Do you want to add this device to provision profile? Yes or no?
So automatically, any of my devices that are registered, so if it's not registered, it'll let me register it from Visual Studio, and then automatically it'll add all of the devices I've registered to the provisioning profile.
That's right.
Very cool. That's what all I want to have happen anyways. I have like about 10 devices or so in there, and QA teams sometimes have hundreds, right? So.
Yeah, that's true.
Cool.
And it's also important to mention that not all devices will be added, but only devices of a certain type. So what we're trying to develop now is an iOS application, not a tvOS application. So only iPhones, iPads, and iPods will be added to this provisioning profile. All tvOS devices will be just left aside. So what we have here is a running Xamarin Show demo application. We have a debug output right in Visual Studio for Mac, no errors. So we deployed to device successfully. That's great. So here I have like my phone. It's a little bit cracked, but you can see that there is a blank screen with the running application.
Very cool. Nice. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of harder to talk through all of it, and it looks so simple. You know what I mean? When you're just going through it, and like it kind of makes sense. Like, oh, I just want to register this. I just want to register this. That's so cool that it's like literally built in. And I could imagine any new developer coming in for the first time is going to like just save you so much time. And then for me, who I switch machines all the time and I'm doing a bunch of stuff, it's just going to save me a lot of time so I can just re-register and get all my profiles whenever I need them, which is so cool. I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Like this feature alone saves me a lot of time because I'm doing a lot of side projects, developing my apps and samples. But not only this feature can be useful for development, it also can be useful if you're trying to distribute your app, maybe publish to the App Store.
Yep.
So let's just quickly show this use case. So if I'm publishing my application to the App Store, I'm interested in a different configuration called Release iPhone. So here I have my development certificate, but I need a distribution certificate. And this is absolutely different type of certificate. Yeah, so I can also create it here, right in Visual Studio for Mac on a sign-in panel. So it'll probably take some time too, because it will make a call to Apple Developer Portal.
Download stuff, get the stuff.
Yeah. Yes, so here we have a Peter Beeman distribution certificate. Let's check if it's really a distribution certificate in a keychain. And yes, it is an iPhone distribution cert.
Got it. Very cool.
That's amazing. So we also can create a distribution provision profile because, as I said before, provision profile is like a ticket. It signifies where you're going. Like, are you going to device or maybe to the App Store?
Got it. So it's a whole new provisioning profile. So I'm going to create a development one, a development provisioning profile, development signing identity, a development or App Store distribution one that's there. So you're going to do those multiple times. Got it.
Yeah, that's right. So as I said before, if you're device is not registered, this UI will pop up and we can just easily register device here right in the IDE by pressing this add button. Oh,
yeah. And you don't need to because it's a distribution one, right? So
So if we'll press OK here, all our sign-in settings will be saved.
Got it.
So what we can do next is probably we can build an archive and then build an IPA using freshly created, using freshly created certificate and provisioning profile. So to build an archive, we need to switch to release iPhone configuration in Visual Studio for Mac and then press build archive for publishing button.
So this will go through a full LLVM compilation, a full kind of everything. And use these new certificates. Is it going to sign them at this point or no? Or just going to build the package?
It will just build the package. And later on in the publishing workflow of Visual Studio for Mac, we'll pick the certificate and provision profile we'll use to create an IPA file.
Got it. Okay.
So Visual Studio for Mac is constantly communicating with Keychain. So we need to allow it to do so. And here in this Qt UI, have our archive and we can sign and distribute it. So I'm interested in the App Store configuration. So let's select this. And here we go. We have three tables here. First, sign-in identity, essentially the list of certificates we can use for sign-in. Then application target. We have only one target here. It's just a simple iOS application without any extensions or WhatsApp companion applications, and also a distribution provision profile.
Got it. Okay. Got everything that we set up, it automatically pulls in.
Yes, cool. Exactly. So when I will press next and then publish, Visual Studio for Mac just will ask me where I want to save my IPA package, and let me just desktop so I don't really care. And boom, my app is ready to go. So essentially, like in 5 minutes, we went through like several stages. And at the very beginning, our machine was completely misconfigured, zero certificates, zero provisioning profiles. Now we can deploy applications to device. We can distribute our application and publish it to the App Store. So, and this is all now possible in stable build of Visual Studio for Mac.
That's awesome. I love it because literally, like you just said, going from file, brand new install of Visual Studio for Mac, I'll sign in with my Apple account, go from zero to publishing right to the App Store in just a few minutes. It's so cool, Oleg. I love it. I'm already using it. I've started to use it. And I'm just like geeking out on it. So I hope that everyone that's watching gives it a try because, I mean, it's just going to simplify your life so much. Anything else you want to tell everyone before we get out of here?
Yeah, so I actually wanted to talk about a little bit about our future plans. So
yeah,
we want to go even further. Like in my opinion, and I think most of my colleagues agree with me, the whole provision workflow should be just invisible. So probably in next upcoming release, we'll add some sort of automatic provisioning for development. You'll no longer will have to understand what is certificate, what is provision profile. Just click one button, register. Yeah, register with your Apple ID, and that's it. So that would be incredible, and this is how it's supposed to be. And I think Xcode established their automatic provisioning back in 2015. So they sort of also agree with the fact that provision workflow now is overcomplicated.
Yeah, should be simplified. Well, I love it. Yeah. We'll definitely have you come back onto the Xamarin Show as we're releasing new and new more integrations. Oleg, thank you so much for coming on the Xamarin Show. It was a pleasure, and I just love this stuff.
So. All right. It was a great pleasure to be here and talk about iOS provisioning. Well, thank you, James, and bye, everyone.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, I'm James. Thanks again for Oleg for coming on. And make sure you subscribe over in one of these corners. Until next time, this has been The Xamarin Show.